There's a stack.
Okay,
yes, thank you. Sure, yeah, yeah, no, I've got Bruce, and then, well, just so it's clear what my motivation is. It is for the efficient fixing of the problem. Bruce, I've got you. I've got, but Bruce was first a long time ago. Lavarne, you were next, and then I've got Alex and Ken. Bruce, did you still want to be heard on this topic?
I'll try and be brief. And I want to start off by saying, you know, whatever I say is with all due respect to the people from, you know, directors from KPFA. But, and so I'm going to try and stick to addressing your actual motion. But I do want to start by, first of all, addressing the question about whether or not all budgets ultimately are necessarily done just by the local station, because I know in our case, the WPFW, our 2010 budget, due to the failure of the our management at the time, ended up being crafted by the PNB, and I don't think it was a realistic or good budget, but they did it because it was the only way to get a budget done. But it was done that way; it was out of our hands. I'd like to say as far as the, I'm sorry about the Director Johnson's comments about the NFC. I've been serving on the NFC for 2 years now, and I got to tell you, the work done this year was very diligent. We're a committee that has met with either full attendance or nearly full attendance for all of our meetings, and we, towards the end, when we had to complete approving the budgets, we spent long hours on the East Coast. It took us late into the night and into the next day. And I'm saying that because I want you to realize that we diligently addressed, in this case, your KPFA budget. And I want to say that when the issue of the depreciation came up, we didn't know. I mean, most of us members didn't know right off hand what it was about. We were asking the same kinds of questions you're asking, even the same questions, to be honest. Did it belong there? Should it be there? And we spent a long time working it out. Now, in the end, we were advised that due to this issue with the auditor and stuff, that it made sense, and we all came to agree that it made sense that that number should be in there. And that's for all budgets. WPFW didn't originally show the depreciation amount when we had approved it, but, you know, it went back, it went in there. So, I mean, I just want to make it clear that, you know, that this was addressed in a most serious manner. There was no attempt to get anybody or anything like that. But Bill is correct also that we did have a timeline. And our timeline, bottom line, was we wanted to get the budgets approved on time, something that hasn't been done for a long time, something that we needed to do. And we did set, months ago, requirements for every station, every unit, to get their budgets done and approved to us in time so that we could get the budgets approved and recommended to the PNB. The meeting is taking place right now. Therefore, when we were faced with budgets, and yours wasn't the only one, that were not did not really come to us in a form that we could consider a complete a completely finished and done product, yes, we spent the time to go over it. And our attempt was to make it work, to get you a balanced budget and do it right. And like I said, in the end, we were satisfied with the idea that the depreciation had to be in there. And I want to just finish by reminding our sister and brother from KPFA that this depreciation amount is what I would call an end-of-the-year figure. It's put in there because when you get to the end of the year, end of 2012, and when the auditor looks at things, if it turns out that that amount, that cost, or something like that needed to be added in, it would be there. If we don't put it in now, and you get to the end of the year, and the auditor says, well, you know, it should be this $100,000 in there, and it was not treated that way, and it was spent, then they're going to stick it in there anyway, and then what happens is it looks like a loss. Instead of a balanced budget, you end up with a deficit. This is what we're trying to get away from. The way I see it is, if it turns out that, you know, we're still mistaken, and in fact, that figure didn't have to be there, then that's $100,000 to the good. It's going to show up as 200,000, as 100,000 to the good, and you can certainly take that into consideration, you know, for your next year's budget or whatever. I mean, but history seems to show that, in fact, that amount needs to be there. And it's, and like Bill said, it's a protection. It's really to protect you from running into a, you know, an error in your budget. And so I would say in that I definitely side with the part of the, your motion for approving your budget, but I can't say yes to the part about taking out the depreciation. So if you're, if it turns out your motion is amended, or if we defeat this one, I hope we have another motion on the floor to approve your budget, and that I would definitely vote for.
And I think it would turn out to be. Thank you. Okay, LaVarne is next, and then Alex, then Ken, then Tracy, and then we need to. We're about at time on this matter soon. Please, go ahead, LaVarne.
Okay, thank you, Summer, our chairperson, and I'd like to thank all the listeners online again. This is great. We're at WPFW. WPFW is in a fun drive now. So if you would like to help us fund our activities here at our governance, you can call 202-588-9739 and pledge securely, or you can pledge online at WPFW.org. Thank you. I'm since I'm a finance person, I love this discussion about depreciation. It's not boring me at all, so I hope everyone else is as enthused. So what I'd like to say is that in our, I'm looking at our audit from 2008-2009, and I'm just looking at the page here for that shows depreciation. And the depreciation for was about $304,000, $304,230 for 2009. So if over $300,000 suddenly show up on your PL at the end of the year, and you are there operating all year right at the cusp and thinking that you're going to deliver a surplus at the end of the year, and you're hit with $300,000, that means that you'll have a loss of $300,000. And also there's also that also means that there's some explanation about depreciation. And what I'd like to do is actually ask Director Siegel a question, and then I'd like to have a follow-up. I believe he said that he had worked with the Oakland School Board, and the Oakland School Board did not budget for depreciation. Now, the school board have major purchases. And did you say yesterday that they did not budget for the depreciation?
No, I didn't. What I pointed out was that depreciation was put in the asset and liability statement that was part of our budget, because depreciation, as I think most people have recognized, represents the using up of an asset that you purchase, whether it's a building or a computer or an automobile. So if you have an asset, say, make it simple, a car, and you purchase it for $10,000, and in your first year, it's an asset of $10,000. In your second year, because of appreciation, it's an asset of $8,500. And so at the end of the useful life of the car, its worth is zero because of depreciation. But it is not a current expense. The cash budget was always seen as a budget that balanced. You had $500 million at the beginning of the year and zero at the end, not zero plus some artificial amount that you've put in there as depreciation.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Can I just follow up with, okay, so this is not a cash budget. We've talked about this all the time. Our budget is not a cash budget. We do have a cash flow part of the budget, but that's a separate sheet. But the other question I want to know is that didn't the Oakland School Board go into receivership because of bankruptcy and was taken over by the state for like 8 years?
Point of order.
Okay.
Orders of the day, Madam Chair.
Yes, yes. And I don't.
Orders of the day.
I have a point of information.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Mia, please.
Did it?
I have a point of information.
Just please, everyone. Come on. It's easy for the room to bust out.
Okay. Who is this? Who is this depreciation going to be made payable to?
Are we in a queue? Aren't we in a queue?
You are in a queue, and I would just like LaVarne to finish, and you're. Yeah, okay. No, and nobody's gotten out of order except for asking a point, and that was a little crossed. Please, Laverne, please. Okay, folks, this is devolving rapidly. The very reason why I wanted to handle this is a separate and discrete issue, but that is apparently not the way it's going today. So, Laverne, you're next, then Alex, then Ken, and we're going to wrap this up on a vote.
So, and the rest
of... Oh, and Tracy, sorry.
I'm sorry. And on the rest of the audit, it explains that what depreciation is, and it tells about the useful life of how the equipment is depreciated, and the fact that basically assets acquired by contribution or bequest are stated at fair value. Depreciation is provided using straight line method over the estimated useful life of assets, and then it goes into other things in terms of how depreciation is actually there. But, you know, this is on the balance. This is on the audit statement. It says what it is, and it's there, and it's the cost to the and it shows has a cost, and it hits your bottom line, and it shows whether. So when the bank looks at our profit and loss statement, our income statement, they don't look at it and say, oh, you lost $300,000, but $300,000 of that is depreciation, so we'll just ignore that. That is not the way a professional organization runs. But I really enjoy this discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. Of course, Arlene. Here, would you like a microphone?
Incredibly amusing.
Everyone, please. Thank you.
Excuse me, point of information. I believe Nia is really talking about cash flow and not the budget itself.
Thank you. Okay, we're just going to continue here. Okay, Alex, you're next on the stack. Folks, can we please have order in here? I realize this is a stimulating conversation, but let's do it one at a time, please. Thank you. Alex?
Okay. One of the concerns we had on a National Finance Committee this year is to try as best as we could to make sure that the next audit we have, we get as good a report card as possible. The implications of having a bad report card would be things like if WPFW, for instance, needs to take out a loan, it will be much more difficult. If we have a good report card, that eases the way for things like that to happen. One of the things that the auditor looks at is the timeline for when we get the budgets done. If they see that our budgets are not approved till 3 months or 4 months into the fiscal year, that's not a good practice. So we tried very hard this year to stick to the timeline. We did get some requests for waivers of the original timeline so that LSBs could reconsider certain issues. I have to say that, unfortunately, the WBI LSB did not make the timeline, and therefore the WBI LSB did not have an opportunity to approve the budget at all. It was discussed on the local finance committee, but unfortunately, due to various circumstances, there was no meeting held in July because we could not locate a space. August. And there was a last-minute attempt to have a meeting in September, and that did not achieve quorum. So the WBI LSB did not get a chance to review the budget. It's not something I'm happy about as a member of that body, but we have a responsibility to get these budgets in regardless, and the National Finance Committee had to do the job. So although I'm sympathetic to the request to send back the issue once more to the KPFA LSB, I think we don't have that luxury. We have to get these budgets approved on time, and time has just simply run out. And I might add, by the way, that we spent the KPFA budget was the most complicated one we got. We spent maybe a total of 8, maybe 10 hours going through the KPFA, the various versions of the KPFA budget, and there was a lot of confusion about an extra $250,000 or $300,000 that was claimed to be found, and those all kinds of issues were brought up. Essentially, we basically agreed that the KPFA LSB did make sound decisions as to their income, revenue projections, and so on, but there were all sorts of confusions, and we had to deal with that, and we did the best we could, and we passed a budget that I think is realistic, and I'm not going to get into the depreciation issue now, but if there are no issues other than that, I think we should simply pass the budget and deal with the depreciation issue separately as we had previously agreed to.
Thank you, Alex. We've got Ken and Tracy, and then I want to get on with it. So, Ken.
Okay, I want to make these remarks in the spirit of brotherhood and friendship and all being part of one family. And so I do want to say I take exception to Mr. Siegel's comments that his position is he's trying to make a deal with you people to individuate KPFA from Pacifica. And I believe I recall that correctly. I don't think that's the right attitude to have here because we're all part of one network, and legally and factually. And I've been, you know, we've all been part of large families. Not every brother and sister is exactly the same. I believe my understanding of the bylaws is that the flow of the budgets is the general manager or interim general manager with the business manager interviews staff, gets out, you know, needs and assessments, makes decisions, generates a budget based hopefully on financial statements of how he's been doing and what he anticipates doing, presents that to the LSB for approval. Once it's approved by the LSB, it goes to the NFC, then it goes to the PNB. It does not go back to the LSB to approve the NSB's, the NFC's valuation of the budget. It goes from the GM to the LSB to the NFC. It does not go back to the LSB for approval. The LSB approves the budget submitted by the general manager to the LSB. That then goes up to the NFC. Then it goes to the PNB. I believe that's what the intent of the bylaws are. So when it says the LSB approves the budget, they're talking about the one submitted by the general manager, not the one approved by the NFC. And we worked, we met twice a week or more. We all worked diligently on everybody's budget. Every budget was scrutinized. And not everybody who is on the NFC is present at this meeting. There were lots of LSB members who contributed from all the stations and spent hours doing it. For most of us, it's not a pleasant task to, you know, do arithmetic and look at accounting figures and so forth. The depreciation issue, which we all made an agreement in good faith that we were going to postpone till the end of the address of the individual budgets. We had an agreement as people, civil people, who are following parliamentary procedure about how we're going to proceed through this. I don't think it's constructive to try to renege on that agreement and change it for your own considerations. I do admire your loyalty and advocacy for your sector, KPFA, but I recommend in a spirit of cooperation that you depart from that provincial attitude of this is KPFA and Pacific are you people. And the other part of it is this. There's lots of things in the budget that got changed of the same order of magnitude. KPFA or the LSB there might decide like, well, no, we think the CPB funding is going to go up 20%. We don't think it's going to go down 20%, so we want to change that. Or no, we think you cut our income estimates too high. Or no, we don't. We think you know, we want to change some other part of it. There could be 50 things. It's only $113,000. It's no biggie. You got $73,000 in reserves. You know, you can say, okay, well, take it out of depreciation and we'll leave it in the reserves. But to say that you want it so you can go spend it, $113,000 is a small proportion of your overall budget. Just a few more remarks. Which is just because the budget in previous years had an erroneous procedure in it is no justification for continuing it. Errors in the past, you say, well, that's the way we've always done it. It doesn't matter to me personally if the 209 and 210 budgets didn't have depreciation, but should have. Now it's time to correct it, and we're going to correct it. So to say that there's been a change from last year's budget to this year's budget is of note. One should understand why it happened, but if it's a correction in an improperly omitted procedure, then we should correct it. And I would just support mostly Bruce's and Alex's remarks that we are under scrutiny from the auditor, who gave us a very unfavorable rating, and we have to reform our procedures and be frugal. And we cannot be profligate and just say, well, there's another $113,000, and we'll put a new doorway here or spend, buy some advertising and so forth. We have to operate in a frugal, fiscally responsible manner. That's our fiduciary responsibility as board members. So I don't see the, you know, on all those points, I think we should just go ahead, look at it, and just, I stand with the chair's ruling, just vote on this budget and close off the discussion on the depreciation, which we all agreed will be handled at the end of the handling of this budget.
No, the next budget, the end of the budgets, sorry.
End of budgets. Okay. Yeah, all
Thank
of the
you.
Budgets. Thank you.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Okay. Well, in the spirit of clarity, a couple of things. One thing that I think needs to be said is that if you take a look at the total operating expense, line 35, for this proposed budget, including depreciation, it's $2,950,000. I want to be clear that last year, the budget that this board or some version of this board approved, same number, actually less, $2,916,000. The actuals for this year, as estimated by the business manager at KPFA, are only $2,834,000 in operating expenses. So the operating expenses are not being cut substantially. The same amount of money will be available to be spent. There is not a significant impact in terms of one budget year to the other year. Approximately a similar amount of money will be available for expenses. When it comes to all of these budgets, it's important to say that Texas had the exact same situation as KPFA. And as a matter of fact, it's not only that the LSB approved the budget, the NFC approved the budget, you approved the budget, and then we found out that depreciation was not listed and probably should be. And it had to go all the way back to the beginning. What I want to sort of point out is that KPFT is certainly entitled to the same standards as we would want to apply to KPFA. KPFT very specifically had a cooperative treasurer and a cooperative general manager, and they sat down and problem solved, came back to the NFC with a perfectly practical suggestion for how to accommodate this. The NFC accepted it, and we brought it back to you, and you voted for it. So if you find something materially wrong with that process, I think you have to be consistent. I actually think that it worked pretty well. The business managers were all over the place in putting in depreciation. The Houston business manager did not. The WPFW business manager did not. The KPFK business manager did. Whoever prepared the archives budget did. The WBAI business manager did. It was 100% inconsistent. I want to add as well, PNB travel expenses were in three budgets, not in two. The Heath Foundation paybacks were in capital budgets for three stations and not for the other two. The NFC had several situations where it had to standardize the budgets, and that's because people are human. We have complicated spreadsheets, and frankly, things have been different in the past. Things have changed back and forth. People don't always understand. It is in the interests of the foundation to be consistent from budget to budget, not to be inconsistent. The last thing, two things. Procedurally, I just want to be clear that the NFC has already submitted a motion to the PNB to pass the KPFA budget. That's on the agenda. We submitted it some time ago, and it's on the agenda. So I think Dan's amendment has to be taken as either substitute or an amendment procedurally to that, because that is on the table. And that's it.
Thank you. Bill Crozier's next.
Haven't you ruled my motion? I thought you ruled my motion out of order.
And she appealed it.
She appealed it, and no one's speaking to that appeal, and you should have taken a vote on...
I see. That's why we're still talking about it.
We've been talking for 56 minutes on the KPFA budget, and we had allocated 30 on the... So I moved the previous question.
Okay, so we're going to take the vote on the appeal of the ruling of the chair. So a yes vote would uphold my ruling that we... that Dan's amendment to the KPFA budget is out of order because we agreed on how to handle this issue yesterday, and a no vote would not support my ruling. Is that correct, Lydia, or do I have it backwards on the appealing of
Tracy,
the...
Tracy called it yesterday. Which is it?
The appeal of the chair. It's the one screwy one. It's like, is a yes vote support the chair? Or is it the... it's backwards.
Yes.
Is that the backwards one?
Always a yes vote to support the chair.
That's what I thought. Okay, so I had it right.
What did the chair say?
That's amazing. Okay, good.
So
I was right. Okay,
so
a yes vote will support my ruling that Dan Siegel's amendment to the KPFA budget is out of order because we tackled this issue yesterday as to how we would resolve the depreciation.
It just requires a majority to overrule.
It's a majority to overrule the chair.
No, I think not. It's two-thirds.
No, I just looked it up. I've been reading while I've been listening. I multitask. We do roll calls on everything because you just don't know what's going on back home. If you're listening, you can't see hands. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so, ma'am?
Yes.
thank you. So, okay, so, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll? A yes vote supports my ruling, and then the next thing will be the budget because we're out of time. So,
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Buzz.
Nia Beriaco?
No.
Wesley Bethune?
Pass.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Verzon?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Ifeo Wangaza pass. Kimberly Orendahl?
Yes.
Laura Priebus?
No.
Marcel Reed?
Pass.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel?
Abstain.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrew's not here. Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Okay. Marcel Reed, how do you vote?
Yes.
If you want guys.
Does Ifeo Wangaza get the vote?
Lydia Verzon, no. P. Wesley Bethune.
Abstain.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
And now Jessica Polinar.
Yes.
Okay. So I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 yeses. One abstain. No, it's not. I have to keep 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 no's. And 2 abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Thank you. And since we're out of time on this item, that means a vote on the budget is what is in order at this point, because we're a half hour over schedule on this particular item at this point. So the KPFA budget as presented, a yes vote will pass that budget, a no vote will not. So thank you, Madam Secretary, if you are ready to call the roll on the budget itself, and then we can move on to the WBAI budget, and then hopefully the depreciation motion and the death penalty motion before we run out of time today. Thank you.
Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Wait a minute.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
Laura Priebus?
No.
Kimberly Orendorff?
Yes.
Fia one Gaza abstains. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Lydia Brazan?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
No.
Nia Bediaco?
No.
Rodrigo Argueta?
No.
Did you say no?
No.
Jessica Apollinar?
Yes.
And Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 noes. One abstention.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Madam Treasurer? Thank you all, yes. I could love a break, but I fear that 15-minute interlude that occurred. It's the sense of the... Well, do people need a 5-minute break that will morph into 10? Okay. Please, everyone, try to be brisk and not...
take our official 5 to 10.
Yes, our official spread, okay? The break spread, but try not to get digressed into conversation.
Back by 5:10.
The 5:10, yes.
You.
Okay, thank you all. So we'll be back here in...
5:10.
Let's be back here by a quarter after. That's 12 minutes, okay? Thank you. And I'm... Please, thank you. We got a lot of business still to finish today. Well, thank you, Bill.